Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, thank you, we thank you. Thank you for this new awakening. God, we've awakened from just bombarding you with requests, requests. Instead, we're just thanking you, thanking you, thanking you, thanking you, Lord, for what you've done already. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And thank you even for what you're going to do. We have faith in you to believe you more than anything and anybody in the world. We love you. We appreciate you. Our faith looks up to you. Thank you for this day.
Thank you
for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your power. Thank you for everything, Lord. We appreciate you. Thank you. The glory of God be revealed. Amen. Touch this line, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Holy Ghost, invite you to take over this line.
In the name of Jesus.
Your presence be felt. Lead us and guide us and direct us in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Pray for people on this line who got up, Lord, expecting something. Don't let them leave the same way they came.
God,
touch them. Let the anointing destroy every yoke. Help every person who's sick. Pray for Sister Tina, Lord, that you touch her and heal her body. In the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. The resurrection blood of Jesus stands against you. Pray for every person, Lord, who's sick. Going through any type of struggle right now. Thank you because you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think.
Yes.
You can fix any situation. Touch, heal, deliver, set free. In Jesus' name we pray. To comfort your people with your power, your healing virtue. Comfort your people with your protection. Bind the devil. We bind him also. Cast him out. The resurrection blood of Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost stands against us. Thank you for how you brought us this far.
Thank you.
Thank you for how you kept us. Thank you for never leaving us. You're there and have been there ever since. Accepted you as our Lord and Savior. You've been there, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Now look on those who are bereaved, Lord. Lift their heavy burden. Light load. Look on those who are financially strapped. I pray that you shake the chunk tree up in heaven. Lord, you're able. Shake it.
You're able, Lord.
Send blessings to their home. Send checks that have been held up. Send inheritances that have been held up. In the name of Jesus. Bless in the south, east, and west.
Oh,
God, bless. Take care of our children, Lord. Help them. Keep them safe and sound. Find the enemy. Jesus. Oh, God, we pray. Touch out your mighty hand over every person on this prayer line. Raise them up, God. Bow down head.
Okay.
Those who have any kind of problems in their bodies, heal in Jesus' name. Even look on our young people, Lord. Help them. Help them in school. Help them to make right decisions. Even our adults, help them to make right decisions. We pray, oh God, that you will forgive all in the name of Jesus. Sins of omission and sins of commission. Oh God, every sin. Bless your people. We pray for miracles on this prayer line.
My God.
In Jesus. Our soul says yes to thee.
Yes,
have your
Lord.
Way. Have your way.
Yes,
we esteem you, show you, and lift you up and give you the glory and all the praise belongs to you. Do things, God, and you'll get the glory. Thank you for what you've already done and for what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it for the glory of God. Bless every person on this prayer line. Oh, God, give miracles on this prayer line. And we thank you for those that you've already done In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen and amen. And good morning to all of y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning, Lord. God bless.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's say good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Amen. How many on this prayer line from area code 913 and 708 and 910 and 616 and 773 and so many others, 912 and 816 and so many others, how many have a praise for the Lord? Is it too early for you to say thank you and praise the Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. For another day.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Another day to praise you. Another day to worship.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Lord, you're so good.
Praise the Holy Name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're so good. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. You're so good. Praise the Lord.
Everybody, that sounds mighty good. I want to thank those who have a praise for God and for those who just continue to praise the Lord. That's one thing about this prayer line. We're about praising the Lord. And I want to thank you all who can praise him longer than 10 seconds and 20 seconds. I know that some of y'all got is 10-second praise. Amen. And I appreciate those who have a much longer praise. Y'all ought to be praising until you hear me say, praise the Lord. You know that's the signal where I want to move to something else. Amen. Some of y'all say, thank you. Just, that's it.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. I mean, we got to, he's done far more than that for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And some people can't even walk this morning, and here you are, able to walk, able to move your arms.
Amen.
Today. Can y'all see? Can y'all hear?
Amen.
Don't let the Lord allow you to take exchange places with somebody for a few hours. You have to start screaming and glorifying God.
Hallelujah.
God's been mighty, mighty, mighty good to you. You just, you know, some things we just take for granted because you do them every morning. But don't take all things because you can see. Because some folk can't see. God let that happen to Paul just for a little while. And let me tell you, he was so grateful when Ananias came and laid his hands on him, and he was able to see. Now, don't let the Lord, you know, he's got blessings for you. Come on, you've got to learn how to praise him.
Yes, amen.
If I give you 3 minutes to praise him all 3 minutes.
Oh, God.
Heard the Holy Ghost say, let's try it again. Praise check. Let's try it again. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you. Glory to my God. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory
If God does something, we need to give him glory. And God,
amen.
We're giving him glory, all the praise. See, some of y'all think he's just minimized. He can't do big things. Well, he's doing greater things than all of us can imagine or even think. God is doing it. Let your mind get out of the box. It is possible to give God a billion praises a night. Come on the blog line every night and see what's going on. And you'll realize that this is happening. We are in the midst of a new awakening. They had in the 17th century that great awakening. Yeah, but now we have started with what we call a new awakening, where people are praising God. We moved, and it's a spiritual shift, shifting because for centuries, for decades, people just approach God to just ask him, just a big Christmas daddy, Lord, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do this. Now we've shifted away from just asking God, and we do ask him because the Bible says ask and shall be given. But people were just bombarding God every time they come to him. Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that, give me this. Now we've shifted away from give me this, give me that. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And before you call, he will answer. And while you're yet speaking, he will hear. Isaiah 65:24. And not only that, praise your way to a miracle. Just keep praising him. You might be sick, keep praising him. You might be in trouble, keep praising him. You might need a financial miracle, keep praising him. You might need a miracle in your body, keep praising him. Whatever it is, maybe the relationship, just keep praising him and see what God will do for you. God bless you. Mother Digby, are you there on the line today?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, God bless you. She's coming to do our inspiration. Give us 8 to 10 minutes in just a moment. I just want us to, before we turn you loose, Mother, I got a phone call from Mother Johnson yesterday, and they had rushed Sister Gina to the hospital. Amen. Very serious situation. She passed out of work yesterday and went to the hospital. Sister, my granddaughter, Sister Bria, and I, and Sister Elena, one of her co-workers, were there. And we began to pray. She could not talk, And her right side, she was shaking. Her hand was shaking. And we began to pray and ask God to fix it and to heal her. And I rebuked the devil. And my God, ask God to let her talk. Ask God to let her walk. Let her ask God stop that shaking in her hand, and to turn it around. God is a miracle worker.
Yes,
and I just want to tell you, they did an MRI, and the doctor came back and said, I don't know what's wrong. I don't see nothing. Everything on the MRI looks normal and clear.
Thank God.
Amen. And before
thank
we
God.
Left the hospital.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Left the hospital. She was walking and she was talking and her arm and hand stopped shaking.
Thank
God
you,
is a miracle worker, y'all. I don't care what anybody says.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Those are awesome miracles. He did a bona fide miracle yesterday. I want to pause for a moment. And maybe ask two or three of y'all who would like to pray for her. Please, the line is open to you before Mother Digby comes. Go ahead and pray for her right now. Anybody?
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we bless your name right now, oh God. We just come to say thank you once again. We thank you, Lord God, for in the midst of situations, trying times, we yet give you the praise. We yet give you the glory. We yet lift you up on high, oh God. We know there's nothing impossible or nothing too hard for you. And we praise your holy name right now for sparing the life, oh God, of Sister Gina. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, for how you kept and watched over in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do. And we know, oh God, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper in Jesus' name. Nothing's too hard, oh God, hallelujah. You said your mercy and do it forever. And we bless your name, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because we know, oh God, hallelujah, we know you're moving by your divine power. We know you're moving, oh God, by your in the miraculous way. And we glorify your name right now. And we thank you for healing, 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 healing in the room.
Yeah.
Healing, oh God, another test for a testimony. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your holy name, oh God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, here we are before you with thanksgiving. We first want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you for your hand touch this morning. Oh, we thank you for your hand touch. We thank you for touching Sister Gina. You see her, Lord, right now. You know all about her. You know about the troubles. Oh, God, we ask you to look and see the cause of this condition and heal the cause in the name of Jesus. Touch and heal today. Bind the enemy and cast the devil out in
Jesus'
name. Oh, God, we know you're a healer. There's nothing too hard for you. You've done too much for us to doubt you, knowing that you're God and you're God all by yourself. You don't have to have no help. We know you're able, Lord. You're the doctor in the sick room. And we ask you, oh, God, be a doctor, Lord. Touch and heal the body inside out. You know, you see, you're knowing all about it. My God, we know you. Oh, able right now. Hey, honey, oh, thank you, Lord. Touch and give her deliverance, we pray. Lift her up where she belongs in the name of
Jesus.
Bring her up, Lord. Give her strength, Lord. Encourage her heart. Help her to lean on you the more. Help her to believe you and trust you for your word, knowing that you're God all by yourself. Now, Lord, we ask you to heal her body inside out, whatever's causing this condition, you're able to heal. Touch and heal and give deliverance. Put her back on her feet, Lord. Give her strength and encourage her mind. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your healing, touch. Thank you for your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you all this morning. Oh, Father God, right now we just ask you to touch Sister Gina from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Oh, do a work in her right now, Father God. Oh, Father God, you say what you can do, Father God. No weapon falls against anyone should prosper right now, Father God. Let me heal it over her right now, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You over her right now, God. Oh, God, we just
happen and loved ones across the
country.
Touch, heal, deliver. Faith in the Lord rebukes you. We bind you and cast you out in the name of Jesus. We have no authority to touch the saints of God. Vagabond, looking for some place to live. You ain't paid no rent there. You ain't paid no light, no gas, no nothing. Get out!
Thank you.
Lord God.
Get out in the name of
Jesus. In the virtue of Christ being there. Yeah. All of the anointing be upon those persons. We thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it properly for the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is done. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want to thank all of you. Keep praying for her, and I know God has already. I said yesterday, we got to learn to recognize a miracle. The Lord gave her a miracle, a bona fide miracle. The doctor couldn't find nothing. The machines couldn't find nothing. Amen. The doctor said, I don't know what's wrong with you. I said, I know somebody who knows what's wrong if there's anything wrong. And that's the doctor.
Hallelujah.
That's
the Lord. Thank you.
God is a miracle worker.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Don't find nothing.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Something was there before, but now you don't find nothing.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Bless all of you. We give God the glory and all the praise. I'm just saying he did a miracle.
Yes.
And we recognize it and thank him for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Higby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It was 8 to 10 minutes of inspiration. God bless you. Line is open to you.
Thank God. First, giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and to all of Dr. Johnson's staff and to everyone that is on the prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for being here today. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank him for how he came into my life and how he saved me and how he keeps me by the day with a mind to wholly follow the Lord. I thank him for this way of holiness. I thank God for how he came into my life when I was 20 years old. When my mother-in-law told me about holiness, I was brought up going to church, but I was just going to church. They were not teaching holiness. But I thank God for how she told me about holiness. She took the Bible and she said, on this side is holy. On this side is nothing. She said, that's just what it is. It's holiness or nothing. And I want to say how I went to church with her, and I saw that it was a difference how the Holy Ghost was moving in the people. And that's why I'm so glad for the Holy Ghost today, because God saved me and filled me with the Holy Ghost, and he has kept me. I never had a mind to look back. I never had a mind to say, if I wasn't saved, I would do this, I would do that. But God gave me a new mind, a mind to please him. And I thank the Lord for that on today. God has been so good in my life. Not that I haven't gone through things. God has brought me through so many things, healed my body so many times, healed my children. In just here in 06, my youngest son, who's 42, he had a lot of seizures. And God delivered, and the medicine that they gave him for the seizures, it didn't do what it was supposed to do, so they had to do surgery, a major surgery, and take the antibiotics out. But God delivered him, and my other son had an aneurysm in 71, and then here this year my daughter had an aneurysm. But through the prayers of the saints and God, just got her back. She's just doing well, and she's able to be up and driving and doing, and the doctor said no paralysis, and I know there's nothing but God. And I thank the Lord for that, and I'm going to go to the scripture now, and the scripture that I'm going to is St. John, the second chapter, and I'm going to read some, and it said, and the third day there was a marriage of Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was disciples to the marriage.